Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wilson is able to move in that pocket and give himself just enough time to make a throw. And they made adjustments in the second half that were able to neutralize the Falcons' pass rush a little bit. If we're talking about positives, and I know this one's going to be a tough sell, so bear with me on this.
Let me hear.
This starts from a very low bar, okay? Like, in order for this to be something you give a football team credit for, the bar has to be incredibly low. But damn it, it was in the first half of the year last year for the Falcons.
Hell yeah!
They came out and looked ready to go. Like, they looked fully ready to go in that football game early on. Whereas last year, you remember, there was a lot of times in the first half of the season where they didn't show up till midway through the second quarter. The Falcons were, oh, dang it, the game started. I hadn't noticed. Or halftime. Or maybe even in the second half of the season. Like, they were in it. They were charged up and in that game from the beginning. Now, granted, they still gave up touchdowns on the first two drives, settled for a field goal and a turnover on downs on the second one. But, like, it looked, and again, this is a hard sell because they're down 14-3 and they're down big. But am I crazy? Like, didn't the energy look a little bit better earlier in that game yesterday than it did last year?
I think it just looked better. It did. It looked a little better. The thing about it is, if you talk about the opening, if there's no pass interference, then it's fourth down right there.
Yes.
You know, that's the worst. When you get a third down pass interference, which is the worst. But, you know, and one real quick, damn, you talking about we forgot his baseball. Somebody threw a no-hitter yesterday, too. Damn.
Against the Brewers, who scored 19 runs the other day. It's crazy.
Yeah, somebody threw a no-hitter. But, yeah, back to what you were saying, Bunk, is this, yeah, it looked better, but it ain't good enough. And I was, you know, got the early morning drop-off, dropping the baby off at school, and got a chance to listen to Johnny. He would hurt Trinita. Trinita did say something that, okay, yeah, you're right. Nobody got hurt.
There you go.
Nobody got majorly hurt. Because remember the last two seasons in the first game.
That's right.
You'd have lost something. Mm-hmm. Everybody made it through. I thought Keanu Neal looked good. I love that collision on the sideline with him and Chris Carter, man. Because Chris Carson. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And Chris, what, you thought he was gonna go out of bounds? No, mm-hmm. I like collisions like that. And you know, both of them felt it, but nobody wanted to be like, ow. Both of them felt that was a collision, mm-hmm. and I loved it. Now the thing defensively, what we're trying to figure out is this. This new three safety look that they're trying to do now. They didn't play as much as I thought they were going to play it.
No.
But, you know, they're trying to figure it out because the first time they did it, I was looking and Rico was in the box. And you remember when we had Chris Goforth on Friday when he said Rico down in the box? I was like, well, maybe he means Keanu more in the box. No, Rico was in the box. So you're like, huh, very interesting. Mm-hmm.
And he did some of that the last couple years, right?
Yeah, I know, because Keanu was hurt.
Right. Yeah, I didn't expect to see it either. Now, Jason Butt had the breakdown of plays that each of them were on the field, and then DeMonte KZ didn't come off. DeMonte KZ was on the field 100% of the defensive snaps, which makes sense, and we predicted. Keanu Neal was on there, what, about 70? And I think Rico was only out there for about 40. So when they had Darquez Dennard on the field, it was Rico that came off the field, which is what Jarvis and Chris Goforth both told us on Friday was going to be the case. Again, it is tough, though. Like, Brian just did a pretty good job of putting things in perspective. It is frustrating when we are sitting here talking on a Falcons Monday about positives being they looked ready to play and no one got hurt. Like, come on. They got to be a little bit better than that next
Monday.
It's got to
be better. But, I mean,
right? Not good enough.
I don't want to give Seattle credit, but you got to – like, that second touchdown pass, that was a perfectly ran screen pass.
It was.
Perfect. Perfect. You can't run it no better than that. Mm-hmm. Like, they took advantage of their opportunities, and the Falcons did. Even when the Falcons made plays, you always seemed like, damn, it was more than that. Remember that one, Todd Gurley's biggest run? You're like, damn, Todd, pick your feet up, and you might go further. Mm-hmm. It was always that. Damn it, Julio, great route. You got behind the defender. Now hold up the A-gap. Matt Ryan can throw it out there, and Julio can run underneath it. It was just all that. Damn it.
We'll get the phone lines open on a Falcons Monday brought to you by Comcast coming up at 1:20. Back into what's trending top of the 1 o'clock hour. Some damn good questions coming up next. Thanks for being with us here on a Falcons Monday brought to you by Comcast. Experience internet that's more than just fast with Xfinity XFi. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What's happening, Duluth?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, man. Mike Bell here from Dukes and Bell. Get the guys' perspective, and the ladies can listen, too. It's Guy Talk. We do it each weekday on Dukes and Bell at 3:40 and 5:40. Don't miss it.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you on a Falcons Monday, brought to you by Comcast. Experience internet that's more than just fast with Xfinity XFi. We'll get back into what's trending in about 20 minutes. Get to some damn good questions with Brian Gebhardt in just a minute as well. But I feel like probably a lot of Falcons fans yesterday, Randy, were just, you know, get down in the dumps after the loss, frustrated, mad, fire this guy, all that kind of stuff. Don't you think it would have made people feel better if they had a puppy? Just that there's a puppy at home to pet, just a cute little, you know, cute little guy to ease the tension and the frustration. Maybe make people feel a little bit better.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying, you could speak to that because you have one now.
Oh, yeah, we got a puppy. We got Homer. And, you know, of course, we know who named him, Homer. He's cool.
Who named
him? He's a baby. He's the epitome of a puppy. Like right now, he in the house just sleep. But like I told you, because that's why I said like, they take advantage of me, Andy. And here's why. They know that I'm going to be up, or that I'm always the first one up. I'm always up at least by 6 every morning. They know that. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Because their responsibility is to walk the dog, take the dog out, clean up behind it, everything, right? This is the things that are being told to me as I say, yes, you can have a puppy. But I lay out these rules. They ain't took this damn dog out one time in the morning because obviously I've been up and he's been whining.
So dad does it.
Yes, because obviously I'm up, so he whines, so I got to, because I can't stand that paper, that puppy, can't stand it. It drives me freaking crazy, and I hear it all the way upstairs. When I'm opening up the door to our bedroom, and as I get up in the morning, I hear him, and I'm like, this little, so this morning, Andy, I'm coming down my stairs just tiptoeing, because I don't hear him. Like, please don't wake up, please don't wake up. I go in there, and I'm by the kitchen, I'm like, do I really want coffee this morning? This is the thing that I'm having to think about.
You're having to sacrifice your personal comforts to try to keep this dog asleep?
Yes, Andy. I'm sitting there like, do I really want some coffee this morning? Yeah, I want some coffee.
Go the answer is yes just, on a Monday.
Just so quiet, just creaking, pouring the water, and then, meow, meow, meow. What the hell you want now? He want to be hell. Like, he wanted to come out. He's pottying. He peed on the little pads right
okay,
there.
Okay, good.
Okay, but then he pees. On the living room floor, right beside. Yeah. He pees and he just lays in. Like, he's a nasty little dude already. Man, I'm like, dude, you just peed. You know that,
get
right?
Get out of it. Just, don't roll in
but
your
he peed
pee?
On the
Come
floor
on.
Right beside the potty pad, man.
Oh, that's a power play is what that is. Not
oh, yeah,
only did he make you get up, he said, no, I'm going to pee on
all
your
he
rug.
Does, he falls and gets stuck and stuff. He falls through the cracks of the couch. Couldn't find him yesterday. And I'm like, but he fell. He fell through the cracks on the side of the couch, right? I can't find him, right? And I don't hear him. He knocked out. Like, fell through the crack of the couch and
God, that's
just
adorable.
And just sleeping.
See? That's adorable. And that'll help you get through your frustration. Now, here's the thing. Because I think Andy of 6 months ago might have tried to give you a hard time over this situation. I think I might have tried to give you a little bit of a little guff. Because you said emphatically with your chest that there was no puppy coming to your house.
Yep.
And now there's a puppy at your house. Right?
Yep.
And again, I think a younger, less wise, less mature Andy would have given you a hard time because I've got a baby daughter that's not even a month old yet. And she's already playing me. Like, she's already got me completely wrapped around her finger to the point where I can't imagine what it's going to be like when she's Samson's age or the age of your other kids. Like, she's already got me trained, so I can't give you a hard time at all. Like, okay, you laugh. Randy said he's not going to get a puppy. Now Randy's got a puppy. Yeah, I'm probably going to have another puppy over here in a week, too.
The thing about it is he's like, y'all ask me, is he going to stay? You know how I am. As long as it don't bother me, I ain't going to bother you. Now, you bite my damn toe again, you little, you know what? We're going to have an issue. You're a little toe biter. Pretty cool, though.
Cool. Yeah. See, it's adorable. It's nice to have a puppy around. Let's get to some questions from Brian.
Time now for some damn good questions about stuff and things with Brian Gebhardt.
Brought to you by Engineered Solutions of Georgia, proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. Dial 678 ESOG now.
Hey, there it is. There it is. A couple of fun wins over the weekend locally. Taking a look outside the NFL, between Georgia Tech and the Braves. What was the more surprising win over the weekend and why? Georgia Tech finding a way to win at Florida State, or Kyle Wright getting his first career win going up against Max Scherzer, of all people?
I'll go Kyle Wright. I'm not surprised that Georgia Tech beat Florida State. But I'm surprised because Kyle Wright ain't never won no damn game. You know, I think that was a great win by Coach Collins and his football team, but I'm not surprised they beat Florida State. Florida State still looks like the same old raggedy Florida State. Georgia Tech don't look like the same raggedy Georgia Tech, but I think Kyle Wright getting his first victory against Max Scherzer, probably.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it was Max Scherzer, too. Even though Kyle Wright told us, I'm close, there was really no reason to believe it. But I guess he was, because he looked better for a consistent amount of time yesterday than he has before as a starter. And good for him for getting a win. He said it was a long time coming. Hopefully he can build on it. We talked a lot last week about how Georgia Tech could beat Florida State. And yeah. I thought that they could beat Florida State.
Yeah.
I was a little surprised at the way that it happened, because they went down early, right? And then there was the weather delay, and Jeff Sims, I mean, was fantastic at times, but obviously as a true freshman making his first start, made some mistakes as well. But for him to have the confidence to come back and still lead them to victory, and look, man, give a lot of credit to Coach Collins. You go down 10 on the road, then there's a weird long time you're not playing. To keep the guys focused and to make that comeback and go on the road and get that win was awesome. So
it was
if you would have described
good.
It to me like they go down 10-0, I would have said, all right, that's going to be tough for Georgia Tech to come back.
Especially when you look at what happened with the block kicks and everything.
Yeah, right.
And exactly. whoever the hell that left tackle on Georgia Tech's field goal team, he need to get punched in the gut. How do you get beat with the same move every single time? Bruh, that's your damn gap. You're sitting there looking at him like, what the hell are you doing?
It was two field goals and an extra point, right?
Yeah,
like they got
at the same spot.
Times. Same spot, yeah.
Yeah. But no, and the thing about the juice was different on that Tech sideline. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you one thing, I think the most noticeable thing about Tech that I saw outside the quarterback play, look how big that O-line looks.
Yeah, they do.
They, you know, they look like a legit ACC line and everything, man. But I see the hater Jay talking about USC is UCF is favorite over Tech this weekend. That's very interesting to me.
That's one that might move throughout the week, possibly after the performance that they had. But yeah, that was awesome. It was awesome for them to get their first win of the season. Awesome for Kyle Wright to get his first win in his career. Hopefully he can build on it. Tukey Toussaint on the mound tonight for the Braves. So maybe there's positive momentum for the Wangster wagon.
Maybe. Let's go. I'll say it because it's been a month since I said it. Let's go, Tukey!
There it is. It's been a minute.
Falcons aside, what was the most fun storyline from yesterday's NFL action? A couple of the options I have down here are the Cardinals beating the 49ers, Mitch Trubisky leading the Bears to a wild fourth quarter comeback, although Swift just hang on to the football.
Damn, this catch the ball.
Dwayne Haskins giving an inspirational halftime speech and helping lead Washington over Philly. What was the most fun storyline to you guys?
I liked all three of those. One, because we know Coach Ron is going through what he's going through, so he had to get an IV at halftime. So, of course, Dwayne Haskins, who I spoke of last year, seemed like he's a little whiny little brat. But now you can tell he's grown up a lot. And to be the leader of that team and for them to win yesterday was great. Kyler Murray is a fun player to watch. And damn it, Swifty, just catch the damn ball. I mean, Stafford can't throw that ball. No more perk. But before I let you go, I love watching Adrian Peterson, that he's still in the league running the way he is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of great stories week one. I got to go with Tom Brady losing. I know that it meant the Saints won, but I'm not focusing on that side. I'm focusing on Tom Brady losing, a couple bad picks, looking old, Gronk looking old.
Maybe why are you hating on Tom Brady? He don't do nothing wrong.
Yes, he does.
I mean, he didn't do that wrong to you. What did he do to you?
28-3, and also
you should be mad at the other team.
Okay, I'd be mad at whoever I want. I'm just going to focus my frustration on him at this point. It's weird. Cam Newton, probably my second favorite story of the weekend. It's weird seeing somebody in that uniform and like being happy about what they're doing. Cam Newton scoring a touchdown and then throwing up the Wakanda Forever gesture was pretty fantastic. There's a lot of Boston sports fans that are having
this
really.
Chain.
What? Oh yeah, at the end of the game, I saw that.
Yeah,
come on. After Cam punked you all game long, you're going to try to act like that after the game.
Come on, Dolphins.
Yeah, I thought that was a little soft. But a lot of Boston sports fans having to come to grips with things, man. Like, I want the Patriots to win.
No, Tommy's their boy. No, I don't like Cam in those in that suit. Did you see
Cam's
what he's
in
wearing?
There in the yellow suit, throwing up one Wakanda forever.
Tommy wouldn't do that.
That's a tough one for those guys.
Is that a Boston accent or what?
Yeah, it wasn't very good, but that's okay. Yeah, I mean, whatever. It's fine. You'll work on it, just like your Scottish accent. We'll come back and get to what's trending to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Phone line's going to be open back up at 1:20. It's a Falcons Monday brought to you by Comcast. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.